Hi, you're listening to the Five Writers 5 Minutes podcast, in which experienced writers who have released lots of books share our writing tips. I'm Tristan Banks.
I'm Sarah Armstrong.
I'm Deborah Abella.
I'm Leanne Tanner.
And I'm Zanny Louise.
And today we're talking about writing personal stories. So we're writing fiction, we're writing novels, but the stories, you have to tie them to yourself in some way, or I do at least when I'm writing my books. Sarah, can you tell me, do you have any sort of personal stuff in your books, or do you kind of keep the personal stuff at arm's length?
Look, I think that every single character I've ever written, and that includes my books for adults, every single character has a bit of me in them. So they all feel like me at some level. And when I'm writing in their point of view, because you sort of slip yourself into the skin of the character, right? When you write in their point of view, they feel like me. So I definitely lend lots of myself to my characters. And I always write about things that matter to me and things that interest me, whether that be found family in Big Magic and humans' connection to nature in Big Magic. And in fact, the book I'm working on at the minute is also really about connection to nature. So it's these things that are really important to me always find their way into the book. And my characters think about things, they sort of look at the world like I do. I remember when my very first book came out, book for adults, none of the characters in any obvious way seemed like me, but I felt so afraid and vulnerable and shaky just before it came out because I thought, oh, the whole world's going to know how I see the world and how I think about things, like because I've given that to my characters. And now I'm kind of used to it. And it's just sort of, yeah, it's just how the way I see the world is just in my characters. So that's probably the closest I come. And of course, little things that happen around me in the day, like a bird that lands on the balcony or, a dog I see driving by in the back of a ute or something, those things will inevitably find their way into the story and my characters will see those things. But generally, it's more about a sort of way of seeing the world rather than actual stories from my life. I don't think my life's been that interesting.
Oh, that's not true.
What about you, Deb? Is your life interesting enough to put in a book?
Well, I'm not sure that other people would say it's interesting enough to put in a book, but you have to dig deep inside, I think, for me, if I'm going to create characters that feel believable. And like Sarah said, like there's a little bit of her almost in every single character. And for me, that's true. For example, if I know I'm going to put a character in a very scary situation, like in the Book of Wondrous Possibilities, I had two kids who were being chased by a big, angry, scary kind of guy. And I thought, okay, what has sort of been some scary times in my life, like really kind of heart in my throat kind of scary times? How did I feel? What was I thinking at the time? Because you want to create a situation that feels like this is absolutely really happening. And sometimes I do actually grab from real world things that have happened to me. So like when I was young, I went on an adventure in Africa where I was harassed by monkeys and I got thrown in jail twice and I got malaria, I was robbed a couple of times. And one of my latest characters in the Kindness Project, the Nana, she's probably as close to me as any character has ever been in a book because she tells her granddaughter, Nicolette, who loves her, all of these stories about her time when she went through Africa. So that's the most direct time I think I've been in a book. But generally, I do mine from my life and from the world around me to create my stories.
Whenever you say that you've been thrown in jail twice, and I know you, and I'm like, I think you've gotten confused. I think you've told so many stories in your life that you think you've been thrown in jail twice, but really, were
It's
you really?
true.
Okay, all right, we believe
Come on, look, I've been thrown in jail once.
Oh,
Yeah,
really?
see? Yeah,
Yeah,
it's very common.
that's very common.
Look, I use my own life on so many different levels. People I've known, places I've been. I went on a tour of a World War II submarine in Chicago, and that led me to writing Sunkers Deep. I visited the Paris Catacombs, and that inspired the Place of Remembering in Museum of Thieves. But I think, like Deb and Sarah have said, it goes so much further than that because we don't just bring experiences to our stories, we bring everything that we've learned about life. So I realized the other day that all my villains, every single one of them, are driven by greed. So they want more than they have, they want more than their fair share. And they might be chasing power or magic or money or youth or whatever it is, but it comes out in different ways. But it's still greed and it's still really destructive to everything it touches. And that's something I believe so strongly. And I also notice that when my characters are in difficult situations, they they find solutions that I value. So they try to avoid violence if they can. They learn to be brave. They learn to value kindness and friendship and things like that. So basically, I think that my books reflect everything about who I am, even though I am not actually physically in my books.
Oh, I'd 100% agree with that. Yeah, because I sort of stumbled my way through writing middle grade books, or trying to write them. And the problem I was having was that I wasn't putting enough of myself on the page. So it wasn't until I literally put myself on the page that it worked so well. So with Queenie and Seven Moves, you know, she isn't me, but she inhabited my experiences that I was going through in that time. And I was drawing from the songs I was hearing around me and all the things that were happening, but especially the feelings. And Cora, Seen and Heard is out this month. And Cora is 12-year-old me in a way. Like, she's not me, but she's a fictionalized character. But there's so much of how I saw the world at 12 and how I still see the world now that is embedded into her personality. And like you say, Leon, you know, inevitably your value system is going to come through, and the way you see the world and the way you feel is going to come through in fiction, you know, whether you like it or not. That's just how it is. But that's what I love so much about books. It's this opportunity to connect with another human, isn't it? And that's what I love about all of your books. It's like this direct line into another person and how they see the world. I love it.
Yeah. And they say, write what you know, which you don't have to write exactly what you know. You don't have to write exactly what your experience has been. You just, little bits of it trickle through. And if you're open to it, if you can let yourself be on the page, if you're brave enough to do that, then I think the reader feels more connected to the story. I've got this little paragraph from my book Scartown that I thought might illustrate the ways that personal things come through for me. It's set on the lakeshore of a town that's been sunk beneath a lake for a hydroelectric scheme. The lake level's going down, the town is re-emerging, and these three kids are looking out at this house that's sort of semi-submerged and daring each other to go out, to swim out to the house. I grab a muesli bar from my backpack, tear it into thirds and hand them a piece each. A low moan blows through the house like it's alive. As we chew, two smashed windows stare back at us like eyes, and way up top, at the peak of the roof, sits a crow watching. So, I mean, I used to go to Jindabyne, but I never saw a house semi-submerged like this. I gathered lots of pictures, but it's that muesli bar. That's the thing. I think muesli bars were invented when I was a kid. And, you know, that's exactly what me and my friends, Drew and Joel, used to do. You know, we might share something like that, and it really connects the characters. So even in little ways, those personal details can make the story feel more real and also connect you to it. Thank you all so much for sharing the ways in which you know, put yourself into your stories. I hope that everyone listening here will be brave enough to put themselves into their stories. We are Five Writers, 5 Minutes. We're a podcast and a YouTube channel. I hope you'll subscribe and share, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.